During a global pandemic, how can we find comfort in the hymn, From God Can Nothing Move Me? You'll find the answer in Pastor Will Wheaton's column on Lutheran Dirges and Such in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, rapper Flame details his journey from Bapticostal and Reformed Baptist Calvinism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 2nd. We've come to the end of a broadcast week. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, it's a simple game that we like to play with our listeners, and we do our part, you do your part. Our part is, throughout the week, we have been listening to our excellent guests, and as we listen to them, every once in a while, they say something especially brilliant. They're always brilliant, but sometimes their brilliance shines a little brighter, and we mark it down as soundbite material. We go through them, we cut them up, and then on Friday, we play them for you. After we played our four sound bites, that's where your part comes in. You vote for one of them to be soundbite of the week. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and especially why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. You can also vote by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send a vote via Twitter, at issuesetc. Or as always, you can vote in the space provided at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Here she is on the sexualization of children, QAnon, and deflection.
First of all, I didn't even know what QAnon was. And somebody responded to something I wrote and said, oh, she must be some QAnon person. And I typed in, listen, knucklehead, I've been writing about this stuff for 25 years. I don't even know who these crazy people are. What the New York Times was doing is basically deflecting criticism, okay? So this is something the Christians need to really be aware of, the many, many propaganda techniques that are utilized against us. And deflection is one of the most important. What the New York Times said was, the idea that rich people are involved in pedophilia, oh, that's something peddled by the QAnon conspiracy theorists. And so instead of the subject being, is this true or not? The subject is, oh, those crazy QAnon people over there, look at them over there. Oh, yeah, let's not look at the facts of Jeffrey Epstein carrying on his perverted business for years right under the noses of very rich and powerful people. Let's go over here and look at QAnon and let's talk about them and whether they're crazy or not, okay? That is deflection, and you can't allow yourself to be deflected. Let's come back to the point. Is it true? Are there rich and powerful people who are participating in pedophilia or who are benefiting from it in other ways or who are looking the other way? Yes or no? That's what we need to know. The question is it true?
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about the sexualization of children, QAnon, and deflection. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, sending us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or voting via Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Rod Dreher. We interviewed him recently on soft totalitarianism. This is what the church needs to remember in the face of it.
We have to be aware that Christianity is a religion of martyrs. The idea of the prosperity gospel, that if we're only faithful, God is going to prosper us, we're going to be rich. Hey, you know what? Maybe that will happen. Maybe God will bless us that way. But it is possible that God will bless us with a cross. If we look back to the early church, it was a church of martyrs. The churches in the Soviet bloc, they were churches of martyrs. Everywhere I went talking to people, whether it was a Baptist in Russia, Eastern Orthodox in Russia, Catholics in other countries in Eastern Europe, every one of them said that if people in the West are not willing to die for their faith, then they're not going to withstand what's coming. This was the conversation that got to me the most. I was in a hotel lobby in Moscow last fall talking to Alexander Ogorodnikov. He converted to Christianity in his early 20s, and this was in the 1970s. And he came from a really prominent communist family. So when he converted to Christianity, the state really wanted to make an example of him. They threw him into the gulag. They tortured him. Even to this day, his face is partly paralyzed from the beatings he took. But he gave that powerful testimony, echoing everybody I had talked to before him, saying that we prove our willingness to live for Christ by being willing to suffer for him, even die. And it's hard. It's a hard teaching, and it's something that we almost never hear in our churches, and we don't want to hear it in American society. But brother, we have got to listen to these people, to listen to their witness and their testimony, and take them seriously. Because if we're not willing to suffer the loss of status or even the loss of our life for the sake of the gospel, then we're going to lose what God has given us.
That's soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, on what the church needs to remember in the face of soft totalitarianism. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc, via Twitter at issuesztc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesztc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. We were talking about evangelical buzzwords, and the word authenticity came up. Here's evangelical authenticity versus biblical authenticity.
The idea here is that many people, in their insecurities with themselves, with their coworkers, with their family members, with their friends, oftentimes will put on pretenses and be somebody that they are not. The idea behind authenticity is you lose those pretenses. And with God, you are allowing yourselves to be vulnerable and the real you to come forward in a way that, you know, you're not trying to be somebody else. But real authenticity begins with a confession. And so I would note that at the beginning of the divine service in the historic liturgy, there is a confession of sins. And listen to the words that we say about ourselves. I say that I confess that I am by nature sinful and unclean, that I have sinned against God in thought, in word, in deed, by the things I've done, by the things I've left done. I haven't loved my neighbor as myself. I have not loved God with my whole heart. And as a result of this, I deserve God's present and eternal judgment. You want to talk about authenticity? Saying the truth about your sin and yourself, that you're not righteous, that you're not good, that you are a sinner, that you are in need of God's mercy and grace, that's a biblical, and I would even argue, truthful way of being authentic before God, losing the pretenses of self-righteousness and confessing that you're a sinner in need of God's mercy, grace, and forgiveness, which are freely given and delivered to us in the divine service. That's what real authenticity would be.
That is soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough, evangelical authenticity versus biblical authenticity. 1-877-623-MYIE is the phone number to vote for that one. 1-877-623-6943. You can also email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send it via Twitter at issuesetc or leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break, and during that break, we'll take your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943, and your votes for soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender. Is saying, "Thus says the Lord," arrogant?
What Jesus said to the Apostle Peter in Matthew 16, "Blessed are you. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you," means that it is anything but an arrogant assertion on our part, but rather it is an act of humility. See, we live in an age in which if you say, "Thus says the Lord," on anything, then you are being arrogant. When in reality, to say, "Thus says the Lord," is actually an act of humility, because it gives the glory and the deference to Him, to His word. The times that we live in deny any notion of absolute truth. They deny the notion of the inspiration of Holy Scripture. So when you live in a world like we live in, which is increasingly post-Christian, anytime you make a confession of faith based on scripture outside of yourself, the accusation of arrogance comes. Now, part of what our heritage is as Lutherans is that we are actually not confessing, nor do we claim to be confessing anything that is new or novel or revolutionary, but it is the ultimate act of humility to also say that not only is our confession of faith in agreement with the scriptures, but it is also in continuity with Christians and the church down through the centuries who have confessed the same thing. And the confessions, as a statement of faith, merely give voice to that.
That soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, is "Thus Says the Lord," an arrogant statement. If you'd like to vote for that one, we're going to take a break, and this break is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the sexualization of children, QAnon and deflection, Rod Dreher on what the church needs to remember in the face of soft totalitarianism, Pastor Chris Roseborough on evangelical authenticity versus biblical authenticity, or Pastor Peter Bender is "Thus Says the Lord" arrogant? Your votes are next. What's the relationship between the Book of Proverbs and the Ten Commandments? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. It's a new 10-lesson Bible study produced by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt of Provoking Proverbs at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. 1-800-325-3040.
Sent to Serve. Across the nation, children are back in 1,900 Lutheran schools serving students in early childhood through high school. Whether in person or through remote learning, students are thriving in programs of excellence in safe, caring Christian environments taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. That's lcms.org/schools.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The seasons are changing, the weather cooling, and it's almost time to commemorate All Saints' Day and the Reformation. That means it's the perfect time of year to celebrate our faithful pastors. Ad Crucem has an excellent selection of gifts for clergy. Come and see our pictorial crucifixes, Christmons, posters, art, greeting cards, wooden plaques, or, if you can't decide your favorite, purchase a gift card of any denomination. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Here's a new way for you to win the LPR bundle package. Submit a time cue with the show number for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If your selection wins Soundbite of the Week, we'll send you an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. tote bag, notepad, pen, and bumper sticker. Just send your submission for Soundbite of the Week with a time cue and show number to talkback@issuesetc.org, and you could win the LPR bundle package. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, October the 2nd. It's time to hear from you. Vote now for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the sexualization of children, QAnon, and deflection? Soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, what the church needs to remember in the face of soft totalitarianism? Soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough on evangelical authenticity versus biblical authenticity? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, is "Thus Says the Lord" arrogant? Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via Twitter @issuesetc. ETC. The best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an AdCruisum Pewter Dove and Shell baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Nicholas is in Chicago. He says, I hope I'm not too late for the game this week. No, you're not. As per usual, all the sound bites are good, and it can be really hard to choose which one deserves to be soundbite of the week. But I got to hand it to number two, Rod Dreher's comment on soft totalitarianism. I think the empty promise of an easy life is the second biggest lie the devil ever told, the first being the one he told Eve, you shall be just like God. It is perhaps one of the most important lessons during my time at Concordia Chicago, that is, the theology of the cross. I appreciated Rod reminding us of that. God's blessings. Nicholas, thanks for listening in Chicago. Stephen listens in Wisconsin. He says, excellent programming this week. Lots and lots of scary things swirling around us Christians these days. It's good to be aware of them and able to discuss them, even though they may cause me to lose a bit of sleep. This makes me cast my vote for soundbite number three from Pastor Chris Roseborough and acknowledge that I am an authentic sinner needing God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. This reminds me to turn to him while the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. Keep up the good work and God bless LPR. Thank you very much, Stephen. Thanks for listening there in Wisconsin. Stephen listens in Columbus, Nebraska. Stephen says, soundbite number one. I couldn't come up with a good reason to pick any of the soundbites above the others, so I flipped a 2006 quarter featuring Chimney Rock multiple times to make the selection. I guess everybody has their process. Here's Nicola in Wisconsin. She says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, because it's important for us to remember that we do not live under our own authority or worldly relativism, but only by God's word revealed in Holy Scripture. In regard to how the world views Christians' submission to the word of God, I'm struck by the fact that the accusation of arrogance is often leveled by those who themselves arrogantly refuse to submit to any authority other than their own ideas and desires. And regarding the Lutheran confessions being in complete agreement with Scripture, this clip reminded me of Dr. Robert Preuss stating that this would be an unbelievably arrogant position to take were it not for the fact that all the doctrines of our confessions are diligently and faithfully drawn from Scripture. Thanks for all the great work you do here at Issues Etc. Dr. Preuss' quote is from Getting Into the Theology of Concord. That is, by the way, an excellent little book to read. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number two, Rod Dreher. What does the church need to remember in the face of soft totalitarianism?
We have to be aware that Christianity is a religion of martyrs. The idea of the prosperity gospel, that if we're only faithful, God is going to prosper us, we're going to be rich. Hey, you know what? Maybe that will happen. Maybe God will bless us that way. But it is possible that God will bless us with a cross. If we look back to the early church, it was a church of martyrs. The churches in the Soviet bloc, they were churches of martyrs. Everywhere I went talking to people, whether it was a Baptist in Russia, Eastern Orthodox in Russia, Catholics in other countries in Eastern Europe, every one of them said that if people in the West are not willing to die for their faith, then they're not going to withstand what's coming. This was the conversation that got to me the most. I was in a hotel lobby in Moscow last fall talking to Alexander Ogorodnikov. He converted to Christianity in his early 20s, and this was in the 1970s. And he came from a really prominent communist family. So when he converted to Christianity, the state really wanted to make an example of him. They threw him into the gulag. They tortured him. Even to this day, his face is partly paralyzed from the beatings he took. But he gave that powerful testimony, echoing everybody I had talked to before him, saying that we prove our willingness to live for Christ by being willing to suffer for him, even die. And it's hard. It's a hard teaching, and it's something that we almost never hear in our churches, and we don't want to hear it in American society. But brother, we have got to listen to these people, to listen to their witness and their testimony, and take them seriously. Because if we're not willing to suffer the loss of status or even the loss of our life for the sake of the gospel, then we're going to lose what God has given us.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, on what the church needs to remember in the face of soft totalitarianism. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week is Nicholas in Chicago. If you'd send us your shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy, serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy. Learn more at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Anthony Esselin about the demolition of the Western mind. We'll get an update on COVID-19 from demographer Lyman Stone. We'll continue our Words of Scripture series, discussing righteousness in the Bible with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll visit with Dr. David Coe, author of our book of the month, Provoking Proverbs. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.